Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are listening to the Load Management Podcast. Why? I don't know.
What up, everybody? Brand new episode of the Complex Sports Podcast, the Load Management Podcast. Your man Chops here with my trusty co-hosts, as always, Adam Caporel and Zion. Zion, a fresh St. Louis Cardinals hat on today. Adam, I can't tell what kind of hat you're wearing. So maybe a Yankees hat? Maybe
swagless.
One. Swagless. Swagless Adam. Adam wears like the undercover police officer's hat where it's just no logo. And you can just tell. Like, Adam, have you ever been...
The two of you giving me any kind of fashion advice gets immediate hand wave. So move the fuck on. That's next topic.
I'm just wondering if you've ever been confused as an undercover New York police officer.
No, I have never. So let's keep it moving here, pal.
I'm just asking.
As your phone interrupts our podcast.
Well, you know what? Popular person. What can I say?
That's okay. Keep it moving.
Zion, we have a very special episode, Thursday episode this week. You want to tell the people who what we got going on?
Yeah, I mean, we got the legend, the young legend, Derrick Henry, you Oof. Know. Well, we didn't fight him today. Well, I didn't go back and forth with him today. if we have more time, maybe. But, yeah, we got to get a star on the show.
Quick Derrick Henry interview coming up. You know, a little Thursday surprise for y'all. We also have our Week 8 NFL picks, as always. You know what I thought of? We ranked running backs before the season, and I think Derrick Henry is firmly number one. We got that wrong, putting Zeke at number one. Zeke is maybe not top five right now.
Yeah, I mean,
he's having like a one of the worst running back seasons of all time.
I mean, who is top five? Like, we really don't know who is top five off your head.
Two of the guys are injured for the, you know, Saquon's but out.
Three. CMC too, yeah.
And Chubb,
yeah. But I think we underrated Kamara, and I think we underrated Derrick Henry a little bit. Didn't
we have Derrick Henry like number three?
I think he's number one.
Well, yeah, attrition right now, he's number one. That's why.
Yeah, by default.
I mean, it doesn't look great for CMC that he left, and then Mike Davis, of all people. Nothing wrong with Mike Davis, well, but he came in and
running backs one of the most interchangeable positions in all of football. So.
Yeah, and then our friend of the pod, Austin Eckler, has also been hurt. Everybody's hurt. So,
kiss of death, yeah. We gave everyone on that list.
We did give everybody a kiss of death there. But how about do we want to talk about how wild the Justin Turner thing was last night? Because that was maybe one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
It was highly wild, highly ridiculous. And hopefully, I think he's a free agent after this year. But if he gets re-signed by the Dodgers or anybody else, hopefully baseball suspends him. Because that was some wild shit he pulled last night.
Who can they suspend? That's on everybody. I don't think that's just Justin.
No. The reports
came
out.
It's on the Dodgers, too.
It's on a lot of people. But also reports came back that MLB said placed him in isolation. And he refused to listen to their... directions and their commands that you can't go out on the field, you can't rejoin your teammates. He was basically like, fuck that, I'm going to do this. And listen, I get that he's like 34, 35 years old. He's been with that organization for years. He's had a really great late career, but you can't be doing that, pal. Like, you can't be mingling.
He was maskless, like sitting with people. Like, that was crazy.
He was kissing his girl with a mouthful of Rona. That's crazy.
exactly. You can't be doing that.
I don't know if the Dodgers, the other players, were just like, fuck it, season's over.
I mean, they probably got so drunk they forgot about it and didn't really care at the end of the night. But, like, in the grand scheme of things.
I don't think they had a champagne shower.
Every post-game interview, everyone's like, well, you know, we're going to drink when they can at some point. So, if not at the actual Globe Life Park, you definitely know back at the hotel they were getting after it.
I mean, Justin Turner, if he was doing that out on the field, the after party, he was probably all up in that motherfucker.
Yeah, so probably half
they
the Dodgers,
all got Rona.
Half the Dodgers traveling party is going to come back to LA with Corona. So,
yeah, that's so crazy.
A ring with a Rona.
A ring with a side of Rona. Someone, you know what? You know the best joke I saw last night. Someone tweeted Rona with the bottom of the ninth home run to win the series.
Listen, if they lost that game, oh my goodness.
Oh, Rob Manfred. Maybe there was something wrong with Rob Manfred last night. His like voice or two. We're recording this on Wednesday.
Yeah, that was not a good performance from Rob Manfred. I don't want to speculate on what the issue was, but it did not sound coherent intelligent.
Maybe he realized how much of a fuck up was about to unfold with the Rona thing. But like, think about if they had to have a game seven, it'd be in 2 weeks. They would have had to take 2 weeks off.
Yeah, the MLB is eternally grateful that the Dodgers took care of business last night. And Kevin Cash fucked up and took Blake Snell out way too early.
That's going by the book.
Very like Aaron Boone, but we'll get to that in the next season.
Yeah, Aaron Boone, like, yeah.
Well, as two Yankee fans in this podcast, I was very happy to see the Rays just suffer an egregious loss that wasn't that was completely unnecessary.
It was cool. Mookie winning was cool. Kershaw winning, obviously cool. So
Kershaw, good dude. Mookie, good dude. So yeah,
I didn't have any qualms.
Mookie is better than Trout, but that's another conversation.
Mookie, come on the pod. A little celebrate. Virtually.
That's a bit of a hot take, Zion, but he's very close. He's very close.
Hey, he has the postseason.
He does. 100%. You're right.
That's enough baseball talk. We'll talk about baseball in 6 months. All right, let's get to our Derrick Henry interview where we talk about. What did we talk about with Derrick Henry?
The stiff arm.
The best part is the DK stuff. So, yeah, him talking about the DK chase down is the best part. So, check it out. Quick interview. And then we'll get back to our week 8 picks. Let's do it. So, the thing is, guys would love a way to defend you. Josh Norman in particular would love a way to figure out how to tackle Derrick Henry. So what was your feeling kind of going to social after that and kind of seeing the reaction to that play? Because we can tell you when it happened, the whole timeline was just like an uproar.
Yeah, it was everywhere. My phone was blowing up. Social media was blowing up. I mean, it was just, can't even describe what my phone was like once I was able to get to it after the game. I mean, it was everywhere.
But where does that stiff arm rank on all your incredible stiff arms? Because we've seen you break it out time and time again. I imagine you probably had some incredibly devastating ones in high school. Like, you must have put some guys, buried some guys in high school with stiff arms. But where did that one on Josh Norman rank on your personal list?
Oh, it's up there. That was probably one of my good ones. It's up there.
I feel bad. The Michigan State one, the angle of the picture makes it look horrible for the guy, because he's like in the air, he's like flailing. Like, that one's like a personal favorite.
I appreciate it. Yeah, that was one of my good ones as well. I remember that one.
And then Derek, so just talking about, like Adam said, your best stiff arms, and he mentioned high school. I don't know if you saw, but after that game, your high school stats went viral again. They often go viral. But your high school stats are literally unreal. Like 4,000 yards and 55 touchdowns your senior year. How's that even possible?
Well, that year before my junior year, from freshman year all the way like from to sophomore to junior, my stats were getting better. In my junior year, my stats wasn't as good as they've been in previous years. So I was kind of mad about that year. And I was like, man, I can't let that happen again. And my high school coach, who's my running backs coach, passed away in 2019, July 5th, gave me a sheet of paper with all the Florida running back records, all the rushing records. It was like, one day you'll be at the top of this and break all these records. And you know, from there on out, you know, I just want to leave my mark in Florida as far as being a running back.
Yeah, you're leaving your mark all over the place, man. High school, the college, and now the NFL. Your trajectory is pretty insane.
I just got to ask, how many kids did you make quit and or cry in high school playing against you?
High school was definitely fun. had a lot of great memories. Nothing like them Friday night lights, playing in front of your hometown and all the kids you grew up with. We had a lot of fun games. Got to play on ESPN, bring ESPN to my hometown, so definitely a lot of good memories that I'll never forget.
Zion, should we try and make up after we screwed up and we asked Tua Tagovailoa where he keeps his Heisman Trophy? And then we realized that Tua doesn't actually have a Heisman
Zion
Trophy.
Right,
so we had Tua on a few months ago and we screwed up asking where he keeps his Heisman Trophy. So, Derek, you actually won the Heisman Trophy. So where do you keep yours?
Mine's in the safe. Keeping him safe, locked up.
Okay.
You don't show it off. You don't have it in the crib. Like, I would be showing that shit off all the time.
Oh, no, don't have it in the crib. Eventually, I'm gonna get me something where I can put it like in a room or like a man cave where I can show it off and, you know, do something cool for it. But right now, it's in the safe.
Speaking of the Alabama, I feel like people are underrating the Crimson Tide a little bit. A lot of Trevor Lawrence talk, a lot of Ohio State talk, but Bama a little maybe underrated right now. People sleeping.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence definitely deserves it. He's a great player. Like everybody knows, probably the number one draft pick, probably will be the number one draft pick. Ohio State, they're a great team. Justin Fields coming off a great season last year, and then, you know, starting off against Nebraska, playing, having a good game. And, you know, I feel like we're always in the conversation. So no matter how they want to put it, we're still going to be there regardless of, you know, who they want to put in front of us or whatever they want to say. I think Coach Saban does a great job of just making sure that we focus on, you know, what Alabama does great and what we have been doing to, you know, keep playing good football and keep winning games.
You get a vote for the Heisman Trophy. So are you, do you have a front runner right now for who you think you may be voting for in a couple months?
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones getting the vote? Mac
Jones. Keep it in the Alabama family?
I wouldn't say right now. Just letting it keep unfolding. Let guys keep balling out and then narrow it down when it gets around that time.
How about those commercials you guys been doing too? The Heisman House commercials. You got any funny tales or anecdotes of you guys chopping up with all the different guys or former Heisman winners?
Well, this year was kind of different just because of COVID, so we couldn't really spend as much time as we usually do. Usually, you know, I'm there with Barry Sanders, Herschel Walker, Bo Jackson, there with Eddie, Charlie Ward, George Rogers. I mean,
yeah, legends, all legends.
Yeah, so it's like a kid at a candy store with all these legends who I grew up hearing about, and being able to see some of the highlights is just so cool. And Nissan does a great job of getting us all together and shooting the commercials. And I've been very blessed to meet the guys I've always idolized and spend time with them.
How much time do you spend busting Mark Ingram's balls about that picture of you standing next to him and he looks like a high school player and standing next to you?
Man, Mark hates that photo. I didn't even see the photo until after the game. And still to this day, they still bring it back up every year. And Mark does not like that photo. And, you know, I hate it for him too, because you know how the internet is. Once you get a hold of something, it goes everywhere.
Especially after you guys beat him in the playoff last year. That thing was all over the timeline.
All over. The internet will always, and I say always, be undefeated.
Forever and ever.
So you mentioned some running back legends. Who is your GOAT running back? Because you're more of that Earl Campbell, Herschel Walker kind of, you know, like bust through. But who's your GOAT running back when you think about it and you kind of put that levels to it?
You know what's funny, which y'all probably not going to believe. And, of course, I mean, it's a lot of people to compare me to that were big running backs in the league and, you know, that had a lot of success. But my favorite running back as a kid was LT, LaDainian Tomlinson. I love LT. Okay. I love LT.
You guys are built a little bit differently, but...
yeah, exactly.
just a little bit differently.
LT football, and then Kobe Bryant basketball. So, I love LT.
So do you get mad when people say you can't catch the ball out of the backfield a little bit? Because that, I mean, you loved LT, and that's what LT was known for.
Yeah. I mean, and then in this game now, it's a lot of dual threat guys that do a great job catching and running, and that are very effective. And, you know, I'm a big guy, and you don't really see many big guys just catching the ball out of the backfield and, you know, getting a ton of receiving yards. But, you know, I've been, you know, working on that.
Two games ago, you had the biggest play of the game. You caught it and ran.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to take advantage of my opportunities when I get them. Yeah. And being effective when I do, you know, get those opportunities. And like you said, I haven't, you know, really had that many receiving yards. So that's probably why I was on that. You know, I can't catch a thing like that. But that's something I work on every day, just try to improve and get better.
And so, where's the second gear come from you? Because, like, you, again, how big you are and how massive, you have this second gear that just blows these cornerbacks away. Like, what sorcery are you using to blow away these cornerbacks who should be catching up to you and they can't even come close to getting you down?
It's just always been that way, like, since high school, maybe even middle school. I just don't want to get caught. And, you know, I'm from Florida, so we pride ourselves on having speed, so... I definitely take my pride in that whenever I'm in the open field and going to get six, you know.
Would you have been able to catch Buda Baker? Did you saw the DK Metcalf play, him chasing him down?
That boy is fast.
Okay.
Whenever I seen that, and I seen DK running after him, I didn't know, but when I seen them knees come up, I said, oh, He said, go get him. Go get him. And he caught him. I was flip like, it to,
flip it to the other side.
I was just on Instagram, and I seen a highlight when they showed DK and then Larry Allen catching a linebacker back in the day with the Cowboys, hawking him down. He was like 330 pounds. That's even crazier.
Flip it the other side. Is DK catching you?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
There we go. That's
we got to see that. We got to make that happen then.
Yeah.
Make it happen in the Super Bowl.
Nah, he is fast. 22.6. I got 21.6. And I feel like that one, nothing. 22.6, that's moving. I feel like I need to get in the 22s, you know, to solidify having real speed. But that dude is moving. Now, I ain't finna run just straight. If he hawking me down, I'm at the beer out to the side. Well, the angle or something like that.
I mean, you've had some incredible plays, but that one was like, we've never seen that before. That's why it was just crazy.
Yeah, so everybody, I bet everybody was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's a defensive player of the year from an offensive player.
So,
exactly.
I got to ask before we get you out of here, I've seen Mike Vrabel like put on practice squad jerseys in practice and he's out there catching passes. Has Mike Vrabel ever tried to tackle you? Like, what if Mike Vrabel tried to tackle you? What's happening? You knocking coach out?
And we talk dunk to each other all the time about us going head to head. And he was always like, I wish I was 28 again, just so I can show you.
He wants that smoke.
It's always a chatter during practice. And, you know, Coach Vrabel helps me with the stiff arm, anything that, you know, he can help us, you know, as players get better at, he's willing to do and get in there and work with us.
Is he talking trash? Because, you know, he caught some passes and some TDs, too. Is he talking trash both sides of the ball?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. We've seen the highlights, and he'll let us know that he used the ball. And the ones who watched a lot of football and, you know, seen the Patriots win those Super Bowls, we knew he were a big part of it.
So, Derek, explain what drew you to this Old Spice collaboration. We all saw the commercial. It's great. Love the feel of it. So, like, kind of what brought that together?
Well, you know, Old Spice was able to reach out to my team to be able to have the opportunity to star in this commercial. Like I said, they work with a lot of guys, a lot of superstars in this league, and I've been watching the commercials since I was a kid and using Old Spice, so I was very happy and very blessed to be able to have this opportunity to team up with Old Spice and Unstoppable Sweat Defense campaign. We use a lot of Old Spice products here at the Titans facility, and Old Spice is all over the NFL and locker rooms and the stadiums. And the Old Spice Sweat Defense gives you the confidence to get through anything that comes your way on and off the field. So it's a cool opportunity, excited for the opportunity, and happy to team with Old Spice.
Definitely, definitely. Derek, we wish you guys nothing but the best. You're clearly guys a true contender this season. So good luck the rest of the season. We appreciate you.
And I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Derek.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Huge shout out to Derrick Henry. A lot of fun. He's doing great. So wish him nothing but the best. He was a fun interview. You know, quick chat. Sometimes all you need. So let's get to our week 8 picks. Some games this week, 14 of them, in fact. So let's get to them. Thursday night, Falcons-Panthers, 2.5. Panthers favored. At the time of this recording, we have no idea if Christian McCaffrey is playing. It sounds like he might. Matt Rhule said he might. I'm going Panthers 2.5 because I am never betting on the Atlanta Falcons again in my life. Please hold me to that. I am never doing it again. I fuck the Falcons. So 2.5 Panthers, book it.
Yeah,
We're not picking the Falcons anymore. Not after that debacle last week.
Another one. They just keep fucking doing it.
Never, ever, ever. Panthers roll. Even if they don't have CMC, Panthers still win.
Panthers minus 2.5. Almost zero hesitation taking care of
them. Zero hesitation. All right, let's move on to the Colts and Lions. Lions who got that win over the Falcons last week. Colts are favored on the road by 2.5. Going to the Lions. The Lions have won 3 games in a row. Upset number 1 of the week for Chops. Lions 2.5 at home. I like it.
I don't even know if this is like so much of an upset, but like, because the Colts are not as good as you think.
But they're they are the favorite. But I am a little surprised they're favorite. Adam, this is probably going to be a pick 'em by Sunday, I would imagine.
It hasn't moved yet, but I mean, you know, who knows when the late money can come in.
You said the Colts are home?
No, Lions are home. Colts are favored, Zion. So Vegas thinks the Colts should win.
I'll pick the Colts. I just picked the Colts. Ooh, I don't think the Lions could reel off 2 in a row.
It'd be 4 in a row, Zion. They've won 4 in a row. Yeah, Lions are surging a little bit.
They're not winning 4 in a row, bro.
82% of the money right now is on the Colts midweek. So right now, a lot of bettors are loving Indianapolis. I am too, despite the fact they are giving 3 on the road. I think the Lions are due for a letdown after that incredible and ridiculous win over Atlanta last week.
Oh, Adam picks Phillip Rivers. Who knew? All right, let's move on.
Jesus.
Let's move on. Minnesota Vikings coming off a bye, traveling to Green Bay. Green Bay 6.5-point favorites. Division game. Blood boiling. Give me the Packers 6.5. Easy. I think they roll. The Vikings aren't very good. Kirk Cousins.
There will be no blood boiling. There is no blood boiling for this game.
Justin Jefferson, very cool guy, though. I like him.
Very cool guy. Him might get a touchdown, do his little gritty dance.
Yep.
But they'll lose 42-7. Packers
win. That'll be the only touchdown.
Packers are currently getting 95% of the money in the middle of the week, and I have 2 quick stats for you guys. The Vikings are 3-8 against the spread in their last 11 meetings in Green Bay, and they are just 1-5 against the spread in their last 6 games on the grass. Take the Packers minus 6.5. Even better if you can get at that, because right now I see it ticking up to 7 in some places. But take the Packers, lay the points.
It looks like no Aaron Jones in this game too, so that might
ain't gonna matter.
Yeah, it probably doesn't matter. If you guys play fantasy football, that does matter though. So sorry about that. Let's move on. The New England Patriots traveling to the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills minus 3.5. Bills. I am fading the Patriots until we see otherwise. Tom Brady won that breakup. Keyshawn told Zion this already earlier this week on the pod. Give me the Bills 3.5. The Bills are struggling. They're not looking that great. But the Pats, they're talking about trading Gilmore. Cam looks like maybe he's still got COVID somewhere. I don't know. So give me the Bills.
Listen, I don't know about this game. This game is low-key a toss-up because the Bills.
It's not. Did you see Cam last week?
Did you see the Bills last week? The Bills lost to the Jets. They could have scored a touchdown against the Jets.
They were overlooking the Jets.
I think Corona made it so Cam forgot how to play football.
Bro, but you think about it, if the Patriots win this game, they kind
of. Listen, brain fog is a symptom of COVID.
I know. I hope he's okay.
Listen, the Patriots, this is a big game for them. This can likely turn around their season. Even though it's early, it could turn around their season with that big division win.
Not that early, pal. We're halfway through.
Bill Belichick. Who's home? The Bills are home?
Bills are home, buddy.
I'll pick the Bills just to be safe.
Oh, after all that, he picks the
just
Bills.
Just to be safe. But I won't be surprised if Pats win.
Absolutely disgraceful as usual. Listen, do the Bills have a winning record?
Yes.
Yes, they do. So here's my scintillating stat number 1 for the week for you guys. The Patriots are 1-6-1 against the spread in their last 8 games versus a team with a winning record. Bills have a winning record. Here's my first bet. Best bet of the week. The Buffalo Bills lay the points.
Worst bet of the week.
By the way, Adam went 2-1 on his best bets last week. I went 1-1. I think I was 6-8 overall. Adam was, I think, better than that. Adam had a good week. So, yeah.
Pay attention.
Let's keep it going. Tennessee Titans traveling to Cincinnati, taking on the Bengals. Right here, I see it at 5.5. Tennessee favored on the road. If Tennessee would have won last week against Pittsburgh, I would have picked Cincy this week.
No,
because they would have had a letdown game coming off a big win. I think that probably refocused Tennessee. And we have Derrick Henry on this podcast. I can't bet against the Titans. 5.5 on the road.
Yeah, bro. Regardless of last week's results, the Titans were going to win this game, bro. Well, Joe Burrow, though. Joe Burrow is pretty damn good the past
couple weeks. The Bengals can score, so, like, you know, you could sneak up on somebody.
But Titans got this.
I am seeing a funky line right now on my screen. It says the Bengals are minus 9. That is a massive error. There's no way in hell they're 9-point favorites against the Titans.
That's a messed up screen.
I'm seeing right now. But I'm going to take the Bengals getting 5.5 because it's ticked up from what it opened at 3.5.
You're betting against our podcast. Okay.
That's fine. I'm betting for the Bengals to cover. I didn't say they were going to win, but okay. I will take the 5.5 points because the Bengals have been in these games, even against the better teams, and maybe get a backdoor if it's 5.5. Also, the stuff. Also, a ton of money right now coming in the Titans and bets too heavily on the Titans. But I'm going to take the points here. 5.5 for the Bengals.
I'm not betting against our new friend, Derrick Henry. So
I didn't say I was betting against him. I'm just betting that the Bengals will be within 5 points of the total of the Titans.
Okay. Whatever you say, buddy. Moving on. Ooh, Las Vegas Raiders traveling to Cleveland to take on the 5-2 Browns. 2.5-point favorite to Cleveland Browns. I'm guessing, I'm not looking at it, Adam is. I'm guessing all the money is on the Raiders. Give me the Browns 2.5 at home. They cover. Baker is back.
To quickly answer your question, not all the money is on the Raiders, but 70% of it is.
Baker is back. You are smoking crack. There is no way that the Raiders are losing this game. Nope. There's no way that we see the Browns 6-2. If we see the Browns 6-2, bro, I might not be on this next podcast.
Yeah, if the Browns are 6-2 for next week's recording, I pray for you guys.
The Raiders are winning this game because the Browns don't show up against real teams.
Are the Raiders a real team? The Raiders have one of the worst defenses in the
NFL. They're better than most of the teams you guys have played. They're better than the Bengals, that's for sure.
They're not better than the Colts.
Yeah, they might be better than the Colts, bro. They beat the Chiefs. They beat the Chiefs, bro. Relax.
Every dog has their day. Adam, what are you thinking here?
I think you know where I'm going here. Listen, the Raiders played the Bucs close through three quarters last week.
They lost by 20.
Relax, pal. Listen, let me get through my little soliloquy here. They also obviously had offensive line issues with COVID shit. And also, real talk, the Browns ain't the Bucs here. And the other scintillating stat I'm giving you for this week, according to the Action Network, road dogs are of 6 points or fewer, are 27-12. Against the spread, they're returning almost 70% on your investment. Take the Raiders here. Take the points. Fade the Browns. Best bet of the week. Second best bet of the week.
You're making this your best bet? Okay. Cool. Yeah. Good for you. Have fun with that. Here's one. This one, I love this. Zion, you have to give a spread pick for this one. You never do a spread pick. You have to do it on this one. Kansas City Chiefs, New York Jets. The spread, I've seen it at 21. I'm seeing it at 19.5 right now. Adam, you go first.
I'll put it this way. It's been asininely bet down. There are people putting money on the Jets. This is a road game.
They're coming off a cover.
First cover of the year. They're the last team in the NFL to cover. They finally did it last week because the Bills
are shooting themselves
in the foot in the red zone left and right. No, you'd have to be certifiably insane, in my opinion, take the Jets here.
I would argue, yes, they're the Chiefs, and Le'Veon Bell is going to be mad. The Chiefs offense hasn't.
Okay. This is where they get healthy. This is where they have some fun. This is where they annihilate the living shit out of the Jets.
You're taking the 21. I'm going to. No,
well, I see it 19.5 right now. It opened at 21. It's been bet down to 19.5. It's obviously a massive amount of points, and only when things get silly do you see spreads like this. But the Jets are a goddamn disgrace to football teams. I'm shocked that 63% of the money is coming in on them. These people.
It's
who 19. Are backing
it's
them,
three touchdowns.
Have you seen the Jets play at all this year? They are a goddamn disaster. So this is where the Chiefs just blow them out. It's if Patrick Mahomes is in the fourth quarter, then the Chiefs should just be 86 from the league. Like, this game should be put to bed by halftime.
Zion,
I know it's a massive amount of points, but I'm laying them. Fuck the Jets.
Zion,
I don't know if they could beat them by three touchdowns.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Are you smoking dust?
I think the Chiefs will be, obviously the Chiefs win this game, but I think the Chiefs will be up by maybe 3-4. They'll be up maybe 20-32. They could be up 32-7 in the third quarter, and they'll be like, okay, I'm just going to rest Pat Mahomes.
It's ripe for a backdoor cover because there's so many points, but the Jets have zero talent offensively and maybe 2% talent on defense.
I think he plays three quarters. My first best bet of the week. Jets plus 19.5. That's too many points. It's too many points.
You are much bolder than me, pal.
I'm bold, and let's roll with it. Let's go gangrene. I can't take Chiefs minus 19.5, Adam.
I will say this. Right now, it's even like 50% on both sides of bets, but more money's coming in the Jets because, again, that is an astronomical
line. So the sharps are on the Jets. Give me the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep it moving. I can't believe that line is 19.5. All right. Miami Dolphins at home against the Rams. Rams favored by 3.5. Tua's debut. You know, should be a good one. I'm gonna try and watch it. The Rams defense is very good. We saw that on Monday Night Football. They are very good. The Dolphins, here's the thing. The Dolphins have been covering great this season, but that was Ryan Fitzpatrick covering. Fitzmagic got benched. Give me the Rams on the road. I know the travel and everything, but give me the Rams 3.5. If you can get it at 3, do that. But I'll take the 3.5.
Oh, this is the week where I return to, the West Coast is traveling to the East Coast type team.
Scintillating
stuff. Something to think about, pal.
Rams blow out the Dolphins here.
Ooh, and, blowout.
Yes, and prayers for Tua because Aaron Donald will be on your head.
I feel bad for Dolphins fans because Justin Herbert looks like regrettable to take a guy right before him, you know? And how many times do you have 3 really good quarterbacks drafted in the first round? It usually doesn't happen like that. So I hope 2 is good. I really do.
I'm going to take some points here for the home dog.
In his first start.
You can poke a million holes on why you would take the Dolphins here. But I'm just going to roll with them. They've been playing close games and against tougher opponents.
Quarterback.
Understandable. Completely understandable. So that's where this could get a little bit crazy and completely haywire. But I'm going to roll with the team that, for the most part, has been pretty good at covering and taking advantage. Not taking advantage, but, again, close games against good opponents. Give me the Dolphins.
There we go. Here we go. Game of the week, easily. Pittsburgh Steelers at Baltimore Ravens. 6-0 Steelers, 5-1 Ravens. I don't know.
This is.
But we know who Young Zion's going with, so why don't
three, I mean, the spread.
Let me start it off.
Go ahead.
This is 3.5 for me. 3.5 is the spread. 3.5 is the spread. I got to go Steelers plus 3.5. I can't believe is this a big game for Lamar? Is this like he does well against the Steelers, but he has, I don't know. Fuck.
This is the Steelers are undefeated, right?
Steelers are undefeated. Ravens are 5-1. Ravens are at home.
Only
with fans,
undefeated
I think.
Team left. Only huh? Undefeated team left ends this week. Listen, this is a big week for me. I need Lamar to shut these guys up. Talk about Tom Brady is better than Lamar Jackson. You hear that nonsense, Lamar? They're doubting. The MVP returns this week. Ravens win. And the Steelers, you know, lose first place. Lose full control of first place.
They would. Adam, I'm going to give my bet after Adam.
What I tell you earlier, road teams who are dogs of 6 points or fewer are 27-12 against the spread this season. What are the Steelers? They're 3.5-point dogs on the road against the Ravens. Give me the Steelers.
I can't bet on the Steelers. Give me the Ravens. 3.5. If you can get a 3, get a 3.
Listen, 3.5 between two evenly matched division teams is a lot of points, pal.
Yeah. Ravens win by a touchdown. That's my prediction. It's going to be a great game.
Ravens only lose against the Chiefs.
And the Titans.
No, that one fluke game against the Titans.
And the Chargers. So
yeah, no, relax, pal. Game.
And they lost to the Browns last year. All right, let's keep moving. Chargers going to Denver. Chargers are favored on the road, -3 going to Denver. Give me the Chargers. Justin Herbert's on fire. Easy.
Yeah.
And Denver's beat up. Like, that team's not.
No. Yeah. I'll take the Chargers, too.
Kind of want to take the home dog here.
Adam betting on the Broncos.
Kind of want to take the home dog.
Your boy Drew Lock.
Your boy Drew Lock.
To shut the two of you up with your false narratives in the 9 million time, I'm going to take the Chargers.
Look, we bullied him into taking the Chargers.
No, the assertion that I've been a Drew Lock fan or a Broncos supporter, I don't know where the hell you two concocted that nonsense.
You said it.
That is, again, one million time, a complete false narrative.
Phillip Rivers, Drew Lock stan. All right, let's move on. New Orleans Saints traveling to Chicago. -4 for the Saints on the road. Bears coming off a bad loss. Saints coming off a close win. I got to take the Saints here. 4. Saints in the 4 on the road because the Bears offense looks broken.
Terrible.
They look terrible. They can't run the ball. They can't throw the ball. The line is bad. The Bears defense is all right, but I mean, the offense is putting them in terrible positions. No, give me the Saints.
They thought Nick Foles was a savior. He's not no savior. He's garbage, a glorified backup QB. Saints win here, easy.
Glorified backup QB that won one of your arch rivals a Super Bowl a few years ago, Pat.
That's cool.
Don't you forget it.
With backup QB, he's still a backup QB. Just an overpaid backup QB.
Such a hater. This number has ticked up from 3. It's now 4, what I'm seeing it at. But the Bears
three,
look like...
take 3.
If it's 3, obviously, yeah. So if it's... what I'm trying to get is that I'm liking the Saints. I would love to have it at 3. I don't... I'm not in love with it at 4, but what the hell? The Bears look like frauds on Monday night. I'll take the Saints.
We were saying the Bears... Actually, Adam said the Rams were frauds.
And I did. I picked the Bears straight up, so that's on me.
The Bears proved to be the frauds in that matchup. This one could be all right. 49ers traveling to Seattle. Seattle -3 coming off a very weird Sunday night football game against the Cardinals.
That I predicted correctly. Told y'all last week.
You did. You got that one very correct. Very good. Seattle -3 against the 49ers. I'm going to go with Seattle to bounce back. Russell Wilson doesn't lose 2 in a row, so he's going to win this one by 4 points.
Yeah, I agree. I think the 49ers, they don't got it in them to out offense the Seahawks. So I'll pick the Seahawks here.
Gonna remind you for the third time that Road Dogs this year getting 6 points or fewer have been covering at a 70% clip. Give me the 49ers.
This guy.
So you picked all 3. So statistically, all 3 of yours aren't going to hit. I'm just going to let you know that.
Smart. That's not accurate.
Not very smart there.
Not accurate, pal.
Not very smart.
Adam, I took a statistics class.
Oh, did you? Okay. Well, I think you're forgetting that statistics don't always just go the way you want them to go.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
But right now, pal, the odds are in my favor.
How is this Sunday Night Football? The fucking Dallas Cowboys at the Philadelphia Eagles.
This is why NBC should be allowed to flex games in the first half of the year.
Eagles favored by 7.5. Who knows who? Hell yeah, I'm watching. Who knows who's starting a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys? Give me the
Ben
Eagles.
DiNucci.
Who?
Ben DiNucci.
Who?
Sounds like some dude from Long Island.
Right? Give me JMU legend. All right. Give me Eagles 7.5, whatever. Cowboys suck.
Yeah, I got to take the Eagles here because the Cowboys really just lost 25-3 against Washington, bro. You can't. You just can't do that, bro. They're terrible. They're worse than the Giants. They are.
91% of the money is on the Eagles. I don't see a reason why to take the Cowboys. So even though it's 7.5 and both these teams absolutely suck, and I'm going to be kicking myself and asking why the fuck am I watching this on Sunday night when I can be doing so much better shit.
But we're going to be watching it.
Yes.
What better would you do on a Sunday night during the pandemic?
I got plenty of options, pal. Don't you worry. Yeah,
He'd be reading a book or something. I wish.
Which would be a million times better than watching this slop. So give me the Eagles -7.5.
I want to find a prop bet on overall interceptions in this game, and I want to take the over no matter what the
line is. You can easily find it.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's probably 3.5.
All right. Monday Night Football. For some reason, Zion's New York Football Giants are on Monday Night Football against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
You know why.
10.5 point spread. The Bucs are favored on the road by 10.5
points.
Disrespectful to the New York Football Giants in the history.
Oh, my God. You crack me up sometimes, pal.
Give me the 10.5. Give me the Bucks in the 10.5, I guess.
That's a bad bet right there. It's a very bad bet because you know what happens when the New York Football Giants play Tom Brady. You know what happens. It doesn't matter if we're 0-16.
Didn't they play last year and the Pats won?
It doesn't matter if they win. We give them hell every single time. 95% of the time, we give them hell. Tom Brady does not like seeing that those Giants blue. He trembles. And luckily, Eli retired. But Eli with wheels, is coming to claim Eli's throne again. Giants don't win, but it'll be a good game.
So he picked
it.
I told
the Bucks.
You, the Giants will not win, but it will be a good game.
After all that, he picked the Bucks.
If this line keeps ticking up the way it is, it opened at 8.5. It's now 10.5. I think I kind of have to take the 10.5 points, even though I expect the Buccaneers to have a pretty easy time with the Giants. Giants have covered some crazy numbers already. I'll roll with them one more time at home on Monday night.
Actually, I'm switching it. I'm with you guys. Giants at home, 10.5. That's too much. Switching my pick.
It's a little high.
It's a little high. That's a little high for my blood. So switching it up. Go G-Man. I'm with you guys. That's it for this week. Some more picks in. Derrick Henry interview.
Oh, I forgot to drop my meaningless stat of the week.
No, you dropped like nine of them. So let's just go over the best bets real quick again. Adam's best bets are Buffalo minus 3.5, Vegas plus 2.5. My best bets, Jets plus 19.5, and Browns minus 2.5 is my other best bet of the week. That's sure to hit. Put the rent money on the Browns covering that 2.5.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, good luck with that, pal.
It's the end of the month. Put the rent money on it. That's it, folks. Exciting episode. Another week.
I want to give one more best bet.
Okay, give your other best bet.
Panthers.
Okay, a little 2.5 on home. That's, on Thursday night.
Yeah, they should.
Pretty easy bet.
They should smoke the Falcons.
Fuck the Falcons. Yeah, that's it. Another week in the books. We love y'all. Follow us on Twitter. You guys know where to find us. Make sure you subscribe to the pod, Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts. Drop those reviews, all that. Give us those 5 stars. We love y'all. Until next time, we'll see you guys later. And a special thanks to our producer, Josh Dodd, our associate producer and sound engineer, Jasmine Plata, our production manager, Sean Sel Correa, our talent booker, Shanice Kelman, our senior director of operations, Jen Stewart, and always our GM, Donnie Kwok. This podcast is a production of Complex Networks.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.